been years now. Years of staring at the ceiling, pretending that I'm happy. I even pretend to myself. It's only times like these, when it's the middle of the night, that I can't suppress my memories of you, of us. I hate this. I'm not religious. I don't know why I feel like I can talk to you when I know you can't hear me. You're gone. You're dead. And I'm not much better, honestly. No, I'm good. I'm so fucking good. I did everything you would have wanted. I got married. He's incredible, he really is. He's caring and supportive. He has a good job that pays what my art can't. But I still miss you so much. During the day, I go around smiling and laughing. And it's genuine in its own way. It's real enough that I can forget the accident. But whenever I remember that day, whenever I remember everything that I lost with you, all the experiences that we'll never get to share, all the ones that we promised we would, the road trips where we would look at the stars together every night, where we would make our own mythology with them, the movie marathons, hiking with you on the outskirts of town. It would have been so simple. With you, every moment was magic and warmth. I didn't need to work to be happy or passionate. I didn't need to work to have hope. All I needed was you. You gave it all to me with just a smile. With just your hand around mine, or my head on your chest. He knows. He knows I don't love him the way I still love you. He's helping. He's trying to make me happy. And my worst fear is that one day it'll work. One day I'll wake up and you won't be on my mind. I'll have filled the hole you left. A new spring. I'm so scared. I'm under blankets. I'm 1 foot away from this man I married. And I'm still as cold as the day you left. You were my spring. You gave me life, and I'll never forget you. I can't.